I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO. During celebration last week, Sea Alaska Heritage Institute recognized longtime Juneau photographer Brian Wallace with an award. Locals likely know him and his work. He photographed the community as a staff photographer for the Juneau Empire over three decades. Now independent, he also shot every single celebration, a week-long cultural event that happens every 2 years in Juneau. I talked with Wallace on Friday. And a quick disclosure, KTOO is under contract with Sea Alaska Heritage Institute to produce television and online video coverage of this year's virtual celebration. Sea Alaska Heritage Institute gave Brian Wallace a heads up the other day to make sure he was watching the television coverage of Celebration.
I tuned in, I took a break from my housework and watched it, and it came as a total surprise.
And there was Institute President Rosita Wuerl talking to the world.
It is my pleasure to honor the Tlingit photojournalist Brian Wallace with our 2020 Person of Distinction Award.
A list of Wallace's accomplishments and contributions followed. His photos of Celebration have been featured at the American Museum of Natural History in New York. He's personally donated collections of archival photos to the Institute, as well as pieces of art by his late father, carver Amos Wallace.
Literally within minutes, I just started getting calls from people around the world. I even got a call from Hong Kong. About 50, 60 people sent me text, and a bunch of people called, so it was a pretty good feeling.
Wallace says he got started in photography when he was in fifth grade. His older brother was a photographer for Juneau Douglas High School's student newspaper.
He was developing pictures, and it looked like magic to me, and I just wanted to be able to do what he did. You take a picture, put a piece of paper under an enlarger, put it in chemicals, and like magic, the images appeared. So at the time, it was like the coolest thing I've ever seen.
He says that would have been about 1971 or 1972.
I started walking around with a camera ever since. My mom and dad bought me a Kodak X15 Instamatic camera, and I've had a camera with me ever since.
Wallace says he shot his all-time favorite photo in 1994. It was the Saturday parade of Celebration through downtown Juneau. Wallace went up on Telephone Hill.
It's just a sea of faces, and I see so many different people who I know in there, and every once in a while I'll spot somebody new. You know, even after all these years, I still got a great appreciation for that photograph.
He says he was happy the Empire ran at large that day. And if you know Wallace, you know he's almost always wearing Seattle Seahawks swag. And stay with me, there's a mini story here that will connect. As a teenager, Wallace remembers getting excited about the new team. Then he saw the Seahawks logo in the Seattle Post-Intelligencer.
And I looked at it and it looked like something that my dad might have drawn. I fell in love with the team before they even had their first player.
That's because the Seahawks logo looks distinctively formline. It was inspired by a particular mask of the Kwekwekwawa, an indigenous group from Vancouver Island. Wallace's award comes with a copper shield called a tina, mounted on a plaque, and a blanket of knowledge, which is a literal blanket based on Chilkat weaving designs. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.